This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Ovis Nezikin. Says the Mishnah there are four primary types of Nezikin. Four Ovis. What is an Av? Says Rashi. Ovis kari lahanach diksivin bikrol behedya. An Av is any form of Nezik which is written specifically in the Torah. That's an Av. Uvigmora meforish heiniu toldus, says Rashi. And of course they are toldus as well, otherwise it wouldn't be called an Av. So an Av has two qualifications. It generates toldus, and it's written in the Torah. So the toldus of the Nezikin are not just like the Zeras of the Chachomim, which are made anew. The toldus are forms of Nezikin, which are not specifically mentioned in the Torah, but are developed from the concept of the Nezikin in the Torah. What are the four obvious Nezikin for the purposes of our learning? Hashor, Vahabur, Vahamave, Vahahever. Says the Mishnah, says Rashi, Hashor v'Habur, Kaseidu she'en k'suvim b'farsho sidron b'mishnah. Just as they are ordered in the parsha, so they're written out in the Mishnah. The parsha rishon in emra b'shor, shniya b'vur, and so on. Mave m'farish b'gmora, Rashi does not commit himself to this stage to the resolving the machlikis as to what mave really means. According to some it means she'en, according to others it means odom. Hever is kitetze esh, and we discussed last time why Rashi quotes the pasuk here. It doesn't just say esh, it says kitetze esh. Says the Mishnah, loy harei asher kaharei hamave, veloy harei hamave kaharei asher. Veloy zeh vezeh, sheyesh bohem ruach chayim, kaharei haesh, shein bohem ruach chayim. The shor is not like the mave, and the mave is not like the shor. That's what one would not be able to deduce the one from the other. Neither can one deduce from both of them the case of Eish, because both of them have Ruach Chaim. And I might think it's because of the Ruach Chaim that the owner is Chayev. Masha'en ken in Eish, where there's no Ruach Chaim, I might have thought that the owner is not Chayev. V'loi zeh v'zeh sh'dakon lelichu l'hazik, harei abur. And the whole lot of those, all together, then at least I would have thought I could learn bur out of them. No, they all go, they go and do damage, they're on the move. And I might have thought that's the reason for the chiyuv of the bailim, and bur would not be included, so I need to be told bur as well. They share a common denominator. What is that? Shedarkon lahazik ushmiroson olecho. That they normally damage. It's not unnatural for them to cause damage. All of these four ushmiroson olecho, and you're supposed to be looking after them. It's your obligation to look after them. Ucheshehizik chava mazik l'sharim tashlumin nezik b'meita v'horetz. And when they cause damage, the mazik. The Mishnah is now calling the owner of these properties the Mazik, although he didn't do anything himself, so we have a Chiddush here. But if your property, if something which is Darko Lahazik Ushmirosan Alecho causes damage, you are the Mazik, not it. It's not the Shor who is the Mazik, it's not the Bor who is the Mazik, it's the Bailim is the Mazik. And the Mazik is Chav L'Sharim Tashlum and Nezik L'Beit Avor. It says Rashi, Lo Yarei Shor Ka'arei Amavek K'lo Imar I Kosov Rachmono Shor. If the first one stated were written, that in this case means shor. If shor were written, mave could not be learnt from it. And that's why they both need to be written. Why then does it start with mave and doesn't it go like the seder of the Mishnah? Because then the natural progression of the Mishnah into Lo Yizeh V'zeh Sheyesh Beruach HaChaim would not be able to occur. The Ha'bor Ein Beruach HaChaim, because Bor doesn't share that in common with Shor. V'oid Tam V'achrino. And another one, another reason, the Ha'revuso Ashminen, the Mishnah teaches us an additional Chiddush, She'apagav Sheyesh L'shneim Ruach HaChaim, that even in the case of Mave and Shor, where the Choladeis, no matter how you learn Mave, both of them have Ruach HaChaim, nevertheless, one cannot be learned from the other. Although they have that common denominator of Ruach HaChaim, they cannot both be learned from one another. And the Gemara will analyze what exactly is the meaning of this Loi Harei. And the absence of Ruach HaChaim might have led me to believe that it would have been Potter. It comes to teach us that even though it has no Ruach HaChaim, it nevertheless is Chayev. These three normally go and cause damage. Atzad Ashovim Mefarish Bigmore Li Tuyemai. Bemeitav Ha'oritz Meidis Nechosov Yigbe Demei Hezekoi. He can claim the amount of his Nezek from the choice of his property. Imroitze Lifroya Lo Karka, if he wants to pay with Karka. Why does it say Meidis Nechosov Yigbe Demei Hezekoi? Why doesn't it say Meidis Nechosov Yishalim Demei Hezekoi? That he must pay from Meidis Nechosov. Why does it say Yigbe? No, more push than that, I think. Didn't we come across a shita that if he, it's only if he's brought to din, right? Was that a shita in the Gemara, or was that in one of the Rishonim? That if he volunteers, if he says, "Yeah, my ox damaged and I must pay," okay, then he can pay from whatever he wants to. You remember in the Gemara further on, but only if he's brought to Beis Din. Then Yigbe Midis Nechosov Yigbe the Meir Zeko. If there's a Gevio in Beis Din, then he's entitled to take it from Ezekiel. You see how accurate Rashi is with the Loshen. Imroitze Lifroya Loi Karko. But even then, the Mazik has the opportunity to say, right, true, you've been taking me to Beis Din, but I won't pay with Karko. I want to pay with Metaltin, or I want to pay with money. Then the principle of Idis doesn't apply. Even Metaltin, not only with money, even if he wants to use Metaltin, the principle of Idis doesn't apply. What reason? Yeah, it doesn't have the problem. The reason that you're Yiddish is because it's difficult to sell if it's not Yiddish. But metaltalin, if it's difficult to sell in one place, you can transport it to another place, and then you can sell it, and it can easily be transferred into cash. And cash is really what the Nizak is entitled to. That's the Mishnah. It says to it, "Vizlo yarei asher karei amaveh perush. Ein kuloso shel shor ke kuloso shel maveh demefarish lekamin bigemora. The kula of shor is not like the kula of maveh, as the Gemara explains further on." So Tosfos is making clear what the Gemara is. The Gemara is not saying, the Mishnah is not saying that the Lo Harei Ashur, it doesn't just mean the one is not like the other. That Rashi said as well. Kloma said Rashi, Ikos of Rachmono Shoyle Nafik Mave Mine. Right? It's not just you can't learn one from the other. It's specific. If A were written, B could not be learnt. Why could B not be learnt if A were written? Because what? Because which is more Chomer? You've got to say because A is more Chomer. But then Tosfos, that's not the normal lotion of La'arei. La'arei means this is not as great as that. And if A is more chomer, how do you translate La'arei? A is not as great as B. Says right, Tosfos, it still works. What you've got to say is Ein chulosu kulosu shoshur kulosu shemaveh. The kula of shor is not as great as the kula of maveh, and therefore you couldn't learn maveh from shor. There the Gemara gets into specifics and says, if you were learning that shor is keren and mave is shein, then what would it mean? Shor, which is kavonos lahazik, umave in kavonos lahazik, and therefore lepicha hikos brachmono shor liati mave mine. Therefore, I couldn't have learned mave because the kula of mave of shor is less than the kula of mave. The kula of mave is in kavonos lahazik. The ein perusha kishar mechemish betalmud loyre izeh, and the perush is not like other cases in the Gemara of loyre izeh. The Hosom Perusha in Chumrushalze. Normally, when the term Loyri Izeh is used, it means that this is not as Chomer as that. But here it means this is not as Kal as that. And we might say, what is the purpose of all the semantics? There's a very good purpose. It's Tosfos Ulekach Ena Chumrus Gomer Ze Hadin. And this de-emphasis of the Chumrus teaches us that the Chumra is irrelevant to the Chiyuv which is created by this activity. What is the Chiyuv? The chiyuv is the payment of nezikim. Says Tosfos, if the chumra caused the payment of nezikim, if it was kavanos lahazik which made him pay, or if it was koach achem u'urav boy that made him pay, or if it's anor be'ezeku that makes him pay, then the emphasis is on the chumras, and the Mishnah would have had to say the chumra of A is not like the chumra of B. That's why they're different. But since the Mishnah doesn't say that and says the kula of A is not like the kula of B, that implies it's not the chumra which teaches us. What teaches us? They're chayiv in any case because of the tzad ashoveh, but I might think because of the kula that they should be potter. Says the Mishnah, no? The kula of each one is different from the other. And therefore each one has to be told specifically in the Torah that although it has the tzad ashoveh, since it has a unique kula, that kulo does not interfere with the chiyuv created by the tzad ashoveh, not by the chumrah. That's very important to have clear. V'shino kan atalmud peirushim b'bishar mikoymis. Why did the Gemara change its understanding of lo ruizeh? Why doesn't it just learn it like normal? How would it then go? Very simply, it would say, lo are ashoka are amave, which would then mean, shor is not as chomur as mave. And what, how would we then explain it? Rashi would then say, kloimar, or he wouldn't say kloimar, he would say, I kosov rachmono mave lo yati shor mine, that's all. And then we could keep it consistent with the style throughout Shas. That's the way it would be. So what is forcing us, how do we know that what it means is that the kula of shor is not like the kula of the mave, leading us to the conclusion that ein achumras gomus is the adin, which is a yesoid in shita's tosfos throughout the shita, throughout the sugya. How do we know that? Mishino kan atalmud perushim mibishar makomus mishum dehizkir achomut tchilo, because he mentions the chomut tchilo beloy zeh v'zeh sheyesh bo in ruach chayim. We see it further on clear when the Gemara says beloy zeh v'zeh sheyesh bo in ruach chayim. We see that the chomer is mentioned first. So we see that the Mishnah has changed its normal style from comparing A is not being not as chomer as B, and is rather saying that A is not as kal as B. Why? To tell me that I might have thought, therefore, that you, and therefore I would have thought that you can't learn A because B is greater kula, which detracts from the common denominator. It's true, it's mamoingo. It's true, it's darkul lahazik. But ain't kavanos lahazik. And I might have thought that since Ein Kavanos Lahazik, he's potter despite the Tzad Ashoveh. Comes the Torah to tell me, no, despite the Ein Kavanos Lahazik, he remains Chayev. But why is he Chayev? Because Daruk Lahazik of Ushmiroson Alecha. Not because Hano Be'ezeko, because of Kachachem Urovo, or whatever other reason. He's Chayev because it's Mamuncho, because it's Daruk Lahazik Ushmiroson Alecha. That's the reason that he's Chayev. That's the Tosfos, which is very important in the Tosfos. Now let's carry on in the Gemara. What the Gemara is going to deal with now is an analysis of the three factors that go up in making up the Av Nezikin. In the Av Nezikin, there are three factors. What are they? Number one, there's a Tzad Ashoveh. All the Ovis share something common. What is that? They are all Darkon Lahazik, and they are all Shmiroson Alech. That's number one. Number two, each of the Ovis has a unique character. Kavonos lahazik, koach achem urav bo, ezeko motzui, hanoa be ezeko. What's bo? Tchilat asiyos lenezek. Each one has a unique characteristic, at least one unique characteristic. That's the second thing. Sada shove, and each one has a unique character. Third, each one has a unique halacha, such as tamen muad, potur betomun, potur beodem bekelim, chayev only berushus hanizak, only berushus harabim. Each one has at least one peculiar halacha, a halacha peculiar only to itself. Those are the three factors which this sugya is going to analyze, the relationship between those three factors. Now Tosfos has already connected two of the factors, and he has said the mechayev of the general chiyuv. Perhaps that's a fourth factor, the general chiyuv. Really, one should say there are four: the tzad ashoveh and the unique characteristic, the general chiyuv and the unique halochas. Tosfos has already said that the tzad ashoveh causes the general chiyuv. Implying, although Tosfos has not said this yet, implying that the unique halacha is caused by the unique characteristic. That's all very, then it all goes very nicely. Why are you chayiv in general? Because shmidaku lahazik ushmiroson alecho. Why a difference between tam and muad? Because of some aspect of the unique characteristic. Why are you potter b'tomun? Because of Kachachem Urav Boy. Why are you Chayev in the case of Bor, even though it's not yours, because of Tchilas Asiyosu L'Nezek? Each one has a unique halacha, which Tosfos implies would be tied to its unique characteristic. But all we've had so far in Tosfos is that the general halacha of Chayev, you damaged, you pay. That is caused by tzadashove. That is caused by the fact that something which you were supposed to look after and normally damages, or it's within its nature to damage, did damage, and therefore you, the mazikin, you have to pay. That's the shita satosus. Says the Gemara Midik Tani Ovis Michlal Diketulis. Since the Mishnah uses the term Ovis to describe the four cases mentioned specifically in the Torah, so we're talking here about semantics, the use of the word Ovis. Since the Mishnah chooses to use the word Ovis, Michlal Diketulis, that implies that those Ovis have generations, that they generate other cases too. Ask the Gemara to do same Kiyitze Bohem, Ulav Kiyitze Bohem. Now we need to question, are the toldos like them or unlike them? What does that mean? Gabi Shabbos Tznan Ovis Melochis Habayim Chaserach Ovis Mechlal Dika Toldos Toldos Seim Kiyitzavim Loishno Av Chatos Loishno Toldo Chatos Loishno Av Skila Loishno Toldo Skila. In the case of Shabbos, we also have the term Ovis used, and it also generates toldos. There are 39 Ovis, and they generate many toldos. And there, the toldos are kiyotze bohem. What does it mean, kiyotze bohem? It makes no difference whether you've committed an av or you've committed a toldo. If it was b'shogeg, there's a chatos in both cases, and if it was b'mezid, there's skilo in both cases. And therefore, there is no difference in the halachas that govern the transgression of an av or a toldo. Umayike ben av l'toldo, so you will ask, what's an afkemina if you call it an av or a toldo? Afkemina di ilo ovid shtei ovis b'hadi adadi, yinami shtei toldos b'hadi adadi, mechayev akol chada v'chada, v'ilo ovid av v'toldo, didei loy mechayev elo chada. The difference is if you did an av and a toldo, and it's toldo, you're only chayev once. Whereas if you did two ovis or two toldos, you're chayev twice. That's the difference. Ask the Gemara as an aside, in parenthesis almost, or Rabbi Nezid, mechayev atoldo b'mokum av, amai kari le av, amai kari la toldo. If toldo is kiyetze bohem, how does Rabbi Eliezer understand the difference between av and a toldo? For Rabbi Eliezer says that even an av and its toldo get two korban chatos. Answers the Gemara: Hachta av b'mishkan chashiva kari le'av, hachta b'mishkan chashiva kari le'toldo. In a chanami, there's no halachic difference then at all. It's merely a descriptive difference. Those melochas which were choshev in the Mishkan are called ovis. Those melochas which were not choshev in the Mishkan are called toldos. That's the case of Shabbos, says Rashi. Chatos b'shoigeg skila b'mezid, I ovid shtei ovis b'shoigeg mechayev tarti chatos, loy mechayev elo chato, a'av melocho, aval atolda didei loy mechayev. One is chayev chatos on the av melocho, but on its tolda, which one did at the same time, one is not mechayev. Rabbi Ezra mechayev tarti, the I ovid av v'tolda didei, that if a person committed an av and its own toldo mechayev tati chatos, he has to bring two korbanos with maseches krisus beferik omriloi. Kul ovis melochot b'mishkan gamin lu b'maseches Shabbos. All the ovis are learnt out from the Mishkan in maseches Shabbos. So that's the one side of the kasha. Gabi tumis tznan. In the case of tumu, we've learnt ovis hatumis hasheretz vashich vazero utmei meis. The case of Ovis is a sheretz and shechvazera and a tmei meis. Till the same lavka yitzei bohem, the tildes which are generated by those Ovis are not halachically the same. The ilu av metamei odom v'kelim, the ilu tildes oichli mashkin metamei odom v'kelim loy metamei. For an av hatumo is metamei odom and kelim. And a toldo is a tumo, a sheni betumo. Mashkin metame, it can be metame food and drink. Odom vechelim loy metame, but it cannot be metame odom vechelim. Hochomai, what is the case in Nezikin? Are these the types of toldos which will halachically follow the ovis? Are these the types of toldos which will not follow the ovis? And we asked when we learned this the first time, what kind of a kasha is this? Obviously, the toldos in Nezikin are conceptually generated by the Ovis, which is like Shabbos, not like Tumor. Tumor is not conceptually generated. They're also mentioned in the Torah. They are physically generated. If an Avatumor touches something else, it becomes a Rishon B'Tumor. If the Rishon touches something else, it becomes a Sheni B'Tumor. So that's physical causation. Whereas in the case of Shabbos, it's conceptual causation. The Torah mentions an Av, and conceptually we project from that various tildes. So the chayyim would appear that where it's conceptual causation, it's kiyutze b'hem, obviously. Why shouldn't it be? Where it's a physical causation, that the next one is weakened. It's not as strong as the original one. So what's the havamina to say that obvious is lav kiyutze b'hem? That was the difficulty we had in the kasha the first time, in the kasha of the Gemara, the first time we learned it. Nimitz Hashem will clarify it as we go through. Let's learn Rashi. Which may mace me shinog of mace havi av hatuma. If a person touches a dead body, that person becomes an av hatuma. The mace atzmi av ovis hatuma, avi ovis hatuma, because the dead body is an avi ovis, the grandfather of tumi. Vanogea boy havi av hatuma. And if one touches the dead body, he becomes an av. Umetame odom vekeli. And he in turn can be metame both odom vekeli. Doksiv kolashi yiga boy hatome yitmo. For it says in the Torah, anything which the Tomei touches will in turn become Tomei. V'hai krov b'tmei meis ksiv, u'mashma d'metamei odom. And that's talking about a Tomei meis, and it implies that metamei odom d'oksiv v'hanefesh hanogaz v'chud. Ochomai, what will be the case here? Toldos the Shabbos, habi ke'ovis. The toldos of Shabbos are like the ovis. Toldos the tumo loy habi ke'ovis. The toldos of tumo are not like ovis. So we see that the use of the terms av and toldo do not necessarily result in the toldo following the same halachas as the av. Although the toldo develops from the av, there are different ways in which it can develop, and therefore there are times when the halachas of the toldo are the same as the halachas of the av, and there are times when the halachas of the toldo differ from the toldos of the av. The hocha toldos de nezikin mai. Ask the Gemara, what is the status of toldos de nezikin? Mi amrin and toldos kiyetze behem loishno av loishno toldo im hizik mishalim. Do we say that the toldos of the av and the toldos of the toldo are the same, that the halachas of the av and the halachas of the toldos are the same? Meaning what, says Rashi, that in either case, if the animal damages, if the av occurs, you chayev to pay. Or dilma loy, or maybe not, that if it damages and it's a toldo, you're not chayev to pay. That's how Rashi learned, which is also very peculiar, as we noticed the first time that we learned it around. Rashi learns the kasha is on the essential chiyuv, not on the specific halacha. On the essential chiyuv, says Rashi. The havamina is that you might be potter for a toldo altogether. That means that Rashi learns that the chiyuv tashlumin, in the case of nezikin, is not a sforadika thing. But if your money damages that you chayv, that's not al-svodah, that's gzeras ha-kosuf. And when did the Torah tell us? Only in those ovis. What entitles us to extend that chiyuv nezikin to toldos as well? Says Rashi, that's the question. If toldosem k'yetze bohem, then I can extend the chiyuv to toldos as well. If not, then I cannot extend the chiyuv to toldos, and what will then be the case? Potter. Oh, we don't know yet. Don't know yet. We're going to have to analyze that. Now, would the toldos share that tzadah shoveh ruven? Well, you figure out. Does the toldos share that tzadah shoveh? Revitzo, what are the cases? Neshicho? Do they share the tzadah shoveh? No, when the Gemara says kiyutze bohem, what does the Gemara say? Why kiyutze bohem? With regard to the unique aspect, not the tzad hashoveh. If it doesn't have the tzad hashoveh, there's no havamina you should be chayev. So we've got to say the toldo does have the tzad hashoveh. So Rashi has a havamina that even though the toldo has the tzad hashoveh, it might be potter. Do you see that? Do you all see that? Rashi holds that even with the tzad hashoveh you might be potter. Does Rashi therefore agree with Tosfos that ein achumras goyim ze adin elo atzad hashoveh shobeim goyim adin? No. So there we have a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Whereas Tosfos said ein achumras goyim ze adin elo atzad hashoveh goyim adin, we're already able to be medayik in Rashi that Rashi's chelik. Rashi creates in this very Rashi the possibility of a case of a nezek that has the tzad hashoveh. My ox bit, is it darkul azik? Yes. Is it mamoni? Yes. So it has the shmiros on the line, yes. So it has all the common characteristics of the other nezikin, and yet there's a havamina that he will be potur in gansim. Why? Because ein atzad hashoveh goyrim es hadin according to Rashi. So according to Rashi, what is goyrim the din? What does Rashi hold? What is goyrim the din then? We don't know yet what is going on in the Deen according to Rashi. That we've got to analyze. that lichayit would appear the chumrah. That's the only other of the four factors that it could be. But the Gemara establishes that in the analysis. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that it must be kiyotze bohem because it's got the same. So you see how the structure of the sugya, that's what leads Rashi into having to learn this way. Because Rashi says when the Gemara goes into the analysis of whether kiyotze bohem or lav kiyotze bohem, what does the Gemara analyze? So the tildus of shorah kiyotze bohem because kavanos l'hazik, so it's kiyotze bohem. So you see, we'll have to say, as Jeff is saying, you'll have to say therefore, that it's the kavanos l'hazik which makes it kiyotze bohem, which will result in the general tashlumin. So Rashi must be learning that the unique halacha is mechayev, the general tashlumin, which would come out then, why is a man chayev if his ox damages? What will be the answer? Because the ox was kavanos l'hazik. That's why you're chayev. And lo yitzuyah, the ox was not kavanos l'hazik, you wouldn't be chayev. And that's mefurish in the Rashi in the bottom line of Amud Beis, where the Gemara further on analyzes Maishna Keren and so on. Says Rashi, Maishna Keren de Mechayev. Rashi in the Shitosa, you got that? The bottom Rashi in on Amud Beis. Maishna Keren de Mechayev. In what way is Keren different from its toldos? Both are Chayev. Why, says Rashi? The Kavanos Lahazik. So we see Rashi in the Shitosa, that the question the Gemara is analyzing in Kiyotzebim or Lav Kiyotzebim is whether Chayev or Potu. And when the Gemara resolves it in the case of Keren and says, both are Chayev. Why are both Chayev? Because in both is Kavanos al-Hazik, so they must both be Chayev. But we see clearly in Rashi that the Mechayev is the Kavanos al-Hazik. The Mechayev is not the general Sadashove. Why would it be different in the Av? Yeah, but what's the Svara to be Mechayev? If the Tzad HaShoveh in the Av isn't Mechayev anything, why in the Tolda is Mechayev? Why in the Tolda shouldn't that same Tzad HaShoveh be Mechayev? Why is it further removed? But it has that Tzad HaShoveh. If the Mechayev is the Tzad HaShoveh, then wherever that Tzad HaShoveh exists, there should be a Chiyuv. Yeah, but Rashi concludes, but Anachanam it is chayiv, and why is it chayiv? Because Kavanos l'hazik. Yeah. That what? That the Tzad HaShoveh is only goyim in the office. Told us, even though it's mamoin cho shmiro, it's darko l'hazik, you shmiro son alecha, you're still not chayiv.
What I'm saying is, there's no Rashi to say that we're saying that there's a difference between possibly.
Yeah, it's very difficult to say that if he says that the goyrim is the Tzad HaShoveh, to say that there's a chiluk in Tildus. And in goyrim means, why are you paying? I'm paying because something which normally damages belongs to me and damaged. That's why I'm paying in the case of an av.
But don't we see that very clearly in Rashi?
Don't we see that clearly in Rashi? Where in Rashi?
What you're really saying, Rashi, that there is a Tzad HaShoveh, which is Mechayev. But nevertheless, the Torah, you can't extend that for. The Torah, you've got to look for the specific halachah about being Mechayev. That comes out of Rashi. And we see it's not the Tzad HaShoveh, there is a Tzad HaShoveh.
It would be difficult to make, there's no Svara to make such a chiluk.
But I'm saying, isn't that Etzem Chiluk in Rashi itself?
No, we're saying the Tzad HaShoveh is irrelevant to the Chiyuv in Rashi.
How do you know that's Mukrach in the Ovis then?
Because the whole question of looking at what the chiyuv is in order to project from the ovis to the toldus. And if it's the Tzad HaShoveh which is mechayev in the ovis, then the Tzad HaShoveh will be mechayev in the toldus. That's what it means to determine what is the mechayev. What is the mechayev doesn't mean you don't need a mechayev in the case of the ovis. The Torah tells you you're chayev. All we're trying to find out is what is the Torah telling you is the cause of the chiyuv, so that I will know how to project it in cases which are not in the Torah. Otherwise, why go looking for the Mechayev? What's the Nafkimina in the Ovis?
Because in Tumah you see the Tumah not the same as the Ovis. Whereas in Shabbos they are. You ever looking for what the context is that determines in this case where they are not the same.
But I don't have a Tzad HaShoveh in Tumah.
Yes, so maybe the Tzad HaShoveh is what's going on the Chiyuv in the Ovis as far as we're concerned. And
But why do we need to know? What difference does it make? What's goyim the chiyuv and the obvious? The obvious is gzeiras hakosav. Torah tells us your ox gores, you pay. Why? For what purpose? Oh, but we're beginning to use it. For the purpose of projection. That's the only reason you need to know the yisod. You don't need to know the reasons otherwise unless you're going to project. Now the question is, what do I use in projecting? Do I use the tzad ha-shove and that creates my toldos? Or do I use the unique halacha and that creates my toldos? Otherwise there's no purpose in this determining what creates the chiyuv. What's clear is, are there toldos, what we're going to analyze in Rashi, or Rashi is going to question, what the Gemara is going to question is, are there toldos which don't share the same property, the same unique property? They have a tzad ha-shove, but they don't share the same unique property. In which case they will be potter.
So is it possible, you know, that there can be a chiyuv between Av and a toldo in that sense?
Yes. Then there would be a toldo which has the tzad ha-shove, but doesn't have any of the unique properties. And if we found such a case, it would appear to be potter. Although, then I would create a case, although my money caused damage, and it's shmiroson, and Dr. Lazik is shmiroson alai, since it doesn't fit into the categories of any of the gzeres hakosos mentioned in the Torah, I would be potter.
But it was still the unique halach which caused the cure of the Av in that
case. Yes. Yes.
In the
Tilda. The Lechur, that's the way that Rashi. Otherwise, there's no point in working out what's the gerim achiyu. The purpose of working out the Gurim Achiv is to know how to project it further.
Isn't that impossible because the way you define a Tolda is the way it conceptually means because of the common attribute to the Av, and therefore this would be mutually
exclusive? No, now we're saying not necessarily, maybe to the other ways of defining a Tolda. That's good for the Kasha of the Gemara. Are all the Toldas conceptually generated by that unique halacha, in which case they'll have, by that unique characteristic, in which case they will inevitably share the same halachas? Or can we find toldos such as the tumah kind of toldos, which are toldos for some other reason, such as chatzinezek tzroidos, as we come to in the end, which are toldos not because they are conceptually developed from the original one, or not only for that reason, but because they're actually generated by an action, and they might not share that common characteristic. In which case, although it's darko lahazik, and although shmiroson olai, I will be potter because there's no gzeras of kosov to cover it. That's what the Gemara says, appears to be analyzing according to Rashi. Now I want to go back to do a second Tosfos on the Mishnah, and that's Lo Zeh Bezeh Sheyesh Bo Ein Ruach Chayim Kaharei HaEsh. Lo yizeh v'zeh sheyesh bo en ruach chayim ka'arei ha'ish, gabi shoyer u'mave lo yhutzrach lefarish ha'chumra, ki hacha. In the case of shoyer and mave, the Mishnah doesn't need to explain the chumra as it does in the case of ruach chayim. Mishum dechad mechad kal limtzei chomer, because when you're just comparing two things, it's easy to find in what way each has a chumra that the other doesn't have, and the Mishnah leaves us to do that. Bechod mashin b'chaveiro v'hadu l'itani hocho loy harei ha'ish k'harei ha'shoyr u'mavek diktani le'el. And why in the second case of the Mishnah doesn't it reverse the example the way it does in the first case? In the first case it says loy harei ha'shoyr k'harei ha'mavek v'loy harei ha'mavek k'harei ha'shoyr. Then it says, Lo yizeh v'zeh sheyesh bo en ruach chayim, k'harei ha'ish ein bo ruach chayim. Why doesn't it say, V'lo yarei ha'ish, k'harei ha'shoyer v'hamave? Lo yarei ha'mave k'harei ha'shoyer, mishum d'shelo ayo yochol limtzoy chumro, ma she'ein b'shneihem. An interesting thing Tosfos says, because the Mishnah could not find a chumro which isn't shared by shoyer and mave, but is contained in Esh. In other words, Tosfos is saying that Esh has no specific chumra. So why are you chayiv in Esh? Because of the tzad ha-shove. So Rashi is going to have a problem. Rashi is going to have a problem. Let's just go further. Is that what you wanted to ask? You'll say, what do you mean? The Gemara talks over and over again. The uniqueness of Esh is Krachachem Urevboi. Vein hoylech ledato in it. It's ein hoylech ledato, the Gemara mentions. Kamashoyro. Ein ze chumra. That's not a chumra. Midaloi choshiv lo gabi chumra be'esh me beshoyro. Because on Daf Tes and Daf Yud, there is a listing of the chumras of each av. And when it compares Eish and Shoir, the Gemara does not, it's a Braisa there, the Braisa does not bring Kach Achim Urevboi as a Chumra of Eish. I've heard the Amidun Lekamon, as we say further on, Gabi Avne Bezakino, Maishna Eish to Kach Achim Urevboi, Ve'inu Lech Ledaita. The Gemara says, in trying to figure out whether Avne Sakino Maso is Eish or not, it uses the principle of Kach Achim Urevboi. So you see, it does have a unique Chumra. Hachiko, my sister, this is no, this is what it means. Maish no Esh, just as in the case of Esh. She afal pi she koach achem urevboi, even though there's a koach achem urevboi, royli is chayev boi mishum shehu mamayin cho shmirotze. Nevertheless, you're chayev. Koach achem urevboi is a kula, you shouldn't be chayev. How could you know that the wind was going to blow it? And yet you are chayev? So, avnu sakino masoa, how would you know that it would fall off the roof? Yet you should be chayev, but it's not because that's a chumra which causes part of the chiyuv of Esh. Not at all. This is a kula. What's Rashi going to do? Rashi says, we think that Rashi is saying, that it's the specific halacha which causes the general chiyuv. For Tosfos it's fine. He says the general chiyuv is caused by the tzad hashoveh. So kach murav is not a chiyuv in Esh. That's not a chiyuv in Esh. That's not the cause for the chiyuv in Esh. That's fine for Tosfos, but Rashi, who says that the tzad hashoveh is not enough to cause the chiyuv, you could have a case, and that's what he says the Gemara is examining with this whole Tosfos Lav Ki Yitzeh Bohem. You could have a case where Esh is, where a nezek does have the tzad hashoveh, and yet will be potter. So Esh too has the tzad hashoveh, and if it has no special chumra, why should it be chayev? It's got a kula, yeah, other rabbis, absolutely. So look at Rashi. There's a Rashi on Koach Achem Urevboi on Daf Gimel on the base. The Koach Achem Urevboi says Rashi, v'hava leila suki adaita. What does that mean? I've got that Rashi in the middle of Gimel Amud Beis. V'kach achem urevboi v'havi leila suki adaita. How is Rashi learning kach achem urevboi? Yeah, you've got to be careful. You must know when you light a fire that it's susceptible to being blown around by the wind. And all the more reason you've got to watch it. As shown where there's no way it's going to move. Shane Regal, it's your own oxen. You know how to control him and you know how to keep him in where he's supposed to be. But Esh goes right out of your control. So it needs extra shmira. And that's why you're chayiv. So is Rashi learning Koach Achem Urevboi as a kula or a chumra? Chumra. So here we see our second machlok is Rashi and Tosfos. That's part of the first one, of course. This is all part of the whole issue here as to what is Goyrim the Chiv. Is it the Tzad HaShoveh that as Tosfos says, or is it as Rashi says that you can theoretically have a case which has the Tzad HaShoveh, such as would be the case of a Tolda which is Lav Kiyotzebo. You could have a case of a Tolda which does have the Tzad HaShoveh and yet would be Chayev. Why? Because it's not the Tzad HaShoveh which creates the Chiv. What creates the Chiv? The specific halacha creates the chiyuv. What are we going to do with Esh, which Rashi says, which Tosfos says, Koach Achem Urevboi is a kula? Rashi is chaylik. Rashi says Koach Achem Urevboi is a chumra, and that's the mechayev in the case of Esh. Yeah. Sorry? What's wrong with the Mishnah? Or the Loshen. Not why does he bring both sides? Okay, fine. The Rashbo answers that differently to Tosfos. We'll look at the Rashbo inside. In fact, there's a Rashbo right here. Anthony, you nearest. On my desk, there's a blue Rashbo, a new Rashbo that Alan Katz gave of Esamedish. Thank you very much. Let me just try and find it if I can quickly. Loi chash, says the Rashbo, loi chash, loi ru'i ha'esh ki ru'i ha'shur v'amave. The Mishnah didn't bother to tell us that the ru'i ha'esh is not ki ru'i ha'shur v'amave. Lefi shekotzar hochel b'loshin. Because the Mishnah is brief in its loshin. It's already established the style, and you can do the other side by yourself. Uchvar lomadnu b'reisha diktani lo ru'i ha'shur ki ru'i ha'mave, v'lo ru'i ha'mave ki ru'i ha'shur. Shebekulun yesh loi merkein lo ru'i ze ki ru'i ze, v'lo ru'i ze ki ru'i ze. We see already from the beginning of the style of the Mishnah that you're meant to transpose them. And so the Mishnah doesn't have to transpose each case for you. It's showing you that that's the way to learn it and finish. Uvolu lamdeinu ma sheyesh bekulun ma sheyesh b'zeh in b'zeh. It's just trying to show us that each one has a uniqueness. That's all the Mishnah is trying to do. So you see already the Rashbo doesn't accept Tosfos' answer. The Rashbo also seems to learn that Eish has a Chumrah, which doesn't exist by the others. Now whether the Rashbo learns like Rashi or like Tosfos and the other matters, that we don't know yet. But at least that resolves the Kasha according to Rashi. Says Tosfos on further. Well, the sefer Gabi Boir have a matzi lemeimer lo are aboir shetchilas asayosel nezek kare elu. And in the sefer, it could have said boir is unlike the others because the boir is tchilas asayosel nezek. V'loi chash, and it doesn't do that. Lefi shehipsik beesh uvoir loy rotso lefi shehipsik beesh. Since he didn't want to be mafsik with Esh, since he's already been mafsik with Esh, he didn't want to go back again. So what is Tosfos asking? Why don't we analyze all the cases, including the Chumrah of Boir as opposed to the others? We've already skipped Boir. And there's a reason that we skipped Boir. Now it means going back for Boir, we don't need to, because again, the style has been set. The method of reasoning has been set that you've got to seek in each one the Chumrah which the other one doesn't have, and the Mishnah doesn't need to go through each single case. Yes. And therefore he's got to find a stylistic reason why not. So then Taka, why doesn't bring Bor before Esh? Rashi already dealt with that, but asked Tosfos to bring Bor before Esh. Then Ken Aviati Esh Mine. Says Tosfos, no, because then Yutaka could have learnt Esh. It would have ruined the whole thing. If you start with Bor, you wouldn't have been able to go very far. Because in Emes, you could have learnt Bor from Esh. You could have learnt them all from Bor and one other. The Kulu Ati mi Bor v'chad mehanat kedamin and b'gemara. Because as the Gemara says further on, Lemaise, everything can be learnt from Bor and one other. If everything can be learned from Boer and one other, what's the Mishnah messing around with Lori Yizek, Lori Yizek, Lori Yizek, Lori Yizek? Batano Herich, Lagdil Teiro, Lepiyadir. And the only reason the Tana does that is Lagdil Teiro, Lepiyadir, to make the Torah bigger and more glorious. Now, what does that mean? What does it mean? That so really you could learn. So Tosfos Lemaise, you could learn. If all we had was Boer and one other, you could learn them all. Except Keren, Lamanda, Omar, Palga, Deniska, Knasa. But apart from that, you could learn everything. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says, Loiri Ize, Kiri Ize? This one you couldn't learn from that one because it has this Chumrah. This one you couldn't learn from that because it has that Chumrah. What does it all mean? You could learn them. You could learn them all from... You could learn them all from Boer and one other. That's all the Torah would need to give. So the exercise in the Mishnah is futile. This attempt to show that each one's uniqueness prevents its ability to be learned from the others is wrong. It could be learned from the others despite the uniqueness. Answer to this was like the Torah idea. What kind of nonsense is that? So you put in things which are wrong, totally superfluous. What's pshat in like the Torah idea? There's another case where the, I think it's the Gemara, it might be a Tosfos, it says like the third of the other, I think it's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and I've heard this order. Where the Gemara asks, why does the Torah tell us that a fish with scales and fins is kosher? Every fish that has scales has fins. And therefore all the Torah needs to tell us is that if it has scales, that the semen of fins is superfluous. Answers the Gemara, like the Torah, like the, so why not tell us eyes also? But the fish must have eyes, and the fish must have gills. They say, but all fishes have got eyes and gills. No, all fishes with scales have got fins as well. Well, if Lagdil Torah Lahadir already said so, go on and on and on. What does it mean, Lagdil Torah Lahadir? It's clear it doesn't mean Chas V'Shalom that it's nonsense. It means that in MS, the fish is kosher not only because it's got scales. The fish is kosher because it's got fins as well. That's part of the cause of its kashrus. It's true, you don't need to know that. It makes no nafkamina to you. Because when you go looking, all you have to look for is the scales. If you find it with fins, it doesn't help. Because there are many tray fish that have fins as well. So you have to find scales. If you find scales, it's certainly got fins. So it makes no nafkamina to us at all to know that halacha. Except because it's the emes. The emes is it's kosher not only because it's got scales, the fins also contribute to its kashrus. So lahagdil tura lahadir does not mean that the thing is superfluous, chas v'sholem, because we see the concept is used even in the Torah gufa, where there's not an os which is superfluous. So we see that the concept of lagdil Torah lahadir is not to create superfluousness, but adarabah, to say that although it has no practical ramification, it is important for us to know, the Torah wants us to know that is the emes. So it says Tosfos lagdil Torah lahadir. What is it? Now we're into trouble. So what does it mean, Mimonoshach? If you can learn them all from Shoir and Boir, then why does the Mishnah tell us that you can't? So you'll say lagdil Torah lahadir, that means the emes is you can't, but the emes is you can. So what are we going to have to say? Right, so since the Tzadash Shoveh is Goyreim, the general din, I would be Mechayev, it's true, I would be Mechayev, the general din, but not the house. So why does Tosfos have to come on to like the Torah of the Yadir? Why doesn't Tosfos just say Vatana Herich, Lulamed, Since you now in fact need them all to be written, why? Because they all have unique halachas. If they all have unique halachas, you wouldn't be able to learn the one from the other. If you wouldn't be able to learn the one from the other, why does the Mishnah tell us that the reason you can't learn one from the other is because each has a unique characteristic? Do you understand what I'm saying? According to the Maskon of the Gemara, the Mishnah should simply say, Arba Ovis Nezikin, Hashor Va'abo Va'amave Va'ahever. Finished. If it wants to go further, we have to say, Ulekol Echod Mehem, there are unique halachas. Eish is potter betomen, Boir is potter be'odon be'kelim, Shoir is chatzinezik futam, Regel and Shein is chayev only b'rishus hanizak. And that's why each one had to be stated separately. Finished. Each one has a unique case which makes it impossible to learn the other. It says Tosfos on that, Lagdil Torah V'Yadir. Why? Because what causes the halachas, the specific halachas? What causes the specific halachas? The unique case. It makes no nafkamina for me. The Mishnah doesn't have to go through this whole thing because Lamaisa, I need them all listed. Why do I need them all listed? Like Lilchaseim, I need them. So the Mishnah doesn't have to go through the exercise of Loi Rizeh V'Rizeh. Why does the Mishnah go through Loi Rizeh V'Rizeh? To teach us that Be'emes, what causes the unique halachas of Tomun and Adam Bekelim V'chuli V'chuli, is the unique characteristics which is Loi Rizeh K'Rizeh. That's what's important to know. So here we see Tosfos Ashita starting to evolve more clearly. The general Chiyuv is created by the Tzadashoveh. And the general chiyuv could be learnt even if only Boer and one other were written. But there are also Ilchoseim. which is a gzeiras hakosuf, that in boyer it's potter bottom bekelim, that in shoyer it's chatzinezik for tam, that in eish it's potter betomun. That's a gzeiras hakosuf. But Tosfos goes further and says we also need to know that the gzeiras hakosuf is not that shoyer is potter is tam chatzinezik, that eish is potter betomun. That's not the gzeiras hakosuf. The gzeiras hakosuf is that where there is koach achim uruv boy, there is a ptur betomun. Where there is kavanos lahazik, there is a chatzin nezek for tam. Where there is a tchilas asiyosu lenezek, there's a ptur beodon bekelim. That's what the gzeiras hakosuf is. Do you understand the difference? It's not a gzeiras hakosuf on the term. It's a gzeiras hakosuf on the essential characteristic of that particular av. And that's what the Mishnah means by going through the apparently futile exercise of Lo Yirei Zeh Ki Yirei Zeh when we taka do need it for Ilchaseim. Because Ilchaseim come from the Lo Yirei Zeh Ki Yirei Zeh. The reason they each have separate halachas is because they are unique. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. Halachically, do we need to know that? No. But that's like the Torah Lahadi, that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to know it, even though we don't need it halachically. That's Tosfos. Very, very important. Because without that, you won't get the rest of it. It's a little bit of a difficulty. The mashma do in shemomen min adin. It's mashma from this that in the case of momen you could punish a person even if you learnt that punishment from a kal vachomer. Because the Mishnah seems to imply if you were able to deduce one from the other, the Torah would only have told us the one. So how would I have known the other from a kal vachomer? We have a principle of ein oinshin min adin. You can't give a person punishment if the crime is deduced from the Torah by method of a kal vachomer. And here it appears that even though the crime would be deduced from the Torah by a kal vachomer, that you would be able to be manish. In the Mechilta we learn, if a person opens a pit or he digs one, why does the Torah have to say if a person opens a pit or he digs one? Surely if he's chayev for uncovering somebody else's pit, he will be chayev all the more for digging his own pit. So why ask the Mechilta, does the Torah tell me digging and covering? To teach us that you can't rely on kal vachomers. So the Mechilta seems to be against the Mishnah. But that same question is answered in Perek Haporo differently. So maybe Takadi is a machlokes and it's not so serious. Shall iske psicho chriya ba'aloi. Because the Gemara learns there that what is chayav for is the act of opening the pit. The act of digging the pit. That's what is chayav for. We learn something very specific out of that that posuk. Or a person who digs the pit further and therefore is undoing the first action and he becomes the new owner of the pit. There are various reasons that the Gemara works out as to why the Torah tells us this, that even not only for opening a pit but also for digging it, which implies that our Gemara, unlike the Mechilta, holds that Oinshin Momen Min Adin, that even though it's developed from a Kal Vachomer, you would be able to punish him monetarily from a Kal Vachomer, and that's why the Mishnah is concerned as to why it's necessary to recite each of the cases in the Torah. If one case had been learnt or two cases were learnt and we learnt the others from Kal Vachomer, that would be sufficient and we would be able to be Mechayev in Momen. That's the Tosfos. So we've had two important Yesodis in the Tosfos. We've had the first one, Eina Chumras Gomer Ze'adin Ela Atzad HaShoveh. We noticed that Rashi is Cholek on that. The projection, the further point of that was therefore Eish is not, Koach Achim Uruv Boi is not a Chumra Ba'esh, and it doesn't have to be a Chumra says Tosfos, because I hold that the Chiyuv Ba'esh is created by the Tzad HaShoveh, not by the Koach Achim Uruv Boi. Rashi is Cholek, and we saw Rashi on Eish also is Cholek. And the second concept says is that the Mishnah is Ma'arich to teach us Lo Yirei Zeh V'Yirei Zeh Lahagdil Toiro Lahadi, which means that we need to know that the halachas, the unique halachas of each Av result from their unique characteristic of each Av. The Gzeras HaKosov is not Shoyer or Keren Chatzin Ezek B'Tam And Eish Potter Betomen, the Gzeres HaKosov is where there is Kavonah Lahazik, Potter B'Chatzin Nezik Betam. Where there is Tomer, where there is Kachamur Boy, Potter Betomen. Where there is Hano Be'ezekoy, Chayev Enli B'Rishus HaNizak. That's the nature of the Gzeres HaKosov. Now, of course, Rashi won't be able to work like that because he has already used those unique characteristics to teach us the general chiv. So the Gzeres HaKosov is something added over and above the unique characteristics. But then in Yitz Hashem we'll do on Monday night. So what we need to, what we're going to cover on Tuesday night is the Gemara and Rashi further on, and the Tosfos Aval Bebuchuberes Ema Kula Muedesi. That's what we'll do on Monday, Yitz Hashem.